For almost 20 years, the trolley car diner was a Northwest Philadelphia staple. When the owners decided to close the restaurant in the fall, it left a lot of patrons without their favorite brunch spot, and it could have left some local teachers in the lurch, if not for a recent decision. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron tells us about how a local restaurant's legacy will live on.
When developer Ken Weinstein opened the trolley car diner 2 decades ago, he was more interested in neighborhood building than food.
19 years ago, there wasn't a whole lot on this stretch of Germantown Avenue. It was pretty desolate and empty.
So Weinstein bought an old 1952 stainless steel diner from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and plopped it down on one of Northwest Philly's main roadways. Back then, there weren't too many family restaurants in the neighborhood.
So now, to the credit of the community, there are a lot of alternative places to eat, which is pretty wonderful. And it was our time, and we had a great run, and glad we did it.
As part of the diner's mission, Weinstein would donate $25,000 a year in revenue to local public school teachers. They were small grants, enough to cover
everything from class trips to the theater, to a reading rug in the classroom.
Or in Ezekiel Thurman's case,
a $500 8-channel M-Audio Profire 2626 firewire interface.
9 years ago, Thurman was trying to start a music program from scratch at a nearby school. The Trolley Car Teachers Fund gave him the money to buy a small device that allowed his students to record their voices into a computer.
And the idea of recording and having the opportunity to actually make recordings in the classroom mattered to them. They began to lean in on that.
From that little grant, Thurman started powerhouse music programs, first at Houston Elementary and now at Hill Friedman, a middle and high school. His students have recorded 6 albums and earned citywide acclaim.
At that starting point, you're much more vulnerable, and you need someone to say yes.
Over the years, the Trolley Car Teachers Fund has doled out nearly 500 grants. When the diner closed, Weinstein thought it might be the end of the fund, too. But
this fall, we heard from a number of teachers who pleaded with us to keep it going, that they rely on these small grants every year.
It turns out this little charity has become a big deal for some neighborhood teachers. Weinstein and his wife decided to keep the fund going as long as they keep getting grant applications. And so, even if the neighborhood doesn't need its diner anymore, the trolley car will still have a place in the community that it helped to grow. Avi Wolfman-Aaron, WHYY News.